Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kicking off the fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday. It's been a fun show so far. Talked to Tommy Curran. Talked to Razor, who's apparently getting screwed by the bosses at Nesson out of the opportunity to watch McDavid play. He's back in studio for the alt broadcast. Doesn't get to watch a generational talent like Connor McDavid. And yes, there's a long tease coming tomorrow. We're going to talk about the must-see athletes. Ted kind of jump-started a whole conversation about Stephon Diggs and why he isn't playing. So my tease about must-see athletes across the four major sports, I'll have that for you tomorrow.
Well, I like that.
Because it's a pretty short list. Maybe my list is too short. Maybe I'm a snob.
Connor McDavid is, I feel like in hockey, when there's like somebody that is an elite player, if you just, nobody told you who the elite player was and you went to the arena and you said, okay, pick out who the best player is, you would pick Connor McDavid in the first 5 minutes.
I'd say under five. I think it might be under a minute. You just watch him skate and be like,
90 seconds.
How come that guy is different from all those other guys?
You see it instantly, don't you?
It really is. Yeah. And so the Bruins will see that tonight. But Razor says, don't worry. Razor says 5-3 win for the Bruins. He looks for a high-scoring affair. So we'll see where his prediction goes. I'll just tell you his track record. A little iffy back and forth here on WEEI Afternoons. But it is 5:04:24. Stiz, time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So, for about, 3.5 days this week, coming off the loss to the Bills, we had this little minor, I don't know that I want to call it a controversy, a topic, whatever. Coming off the loss, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, the play calling, Ted Johnson has pointed out, you know, a discrepancy. You're running the ball really well in the first half. Why'd you stop running it in the second half?
That's cool and it's cute.
Mike Vrabel threw a little kerosene on the discussion by calling Josh McDaniels' double pass for 13 yards cool and cute. And then Tom Curran on Jones and Keefe on Tuesday in his weekly hit. Said they asked him, is Josh McDaniels back next year? And his answer was, I don't know. And we were all like, oh, interesting. So this is really kind of becoming a thing. Well, we got to talk to Tom Curran earlier in the show, and Tom Curran got to speak with Mike Vrabel. So I asked Tom Curran where this whole Vrabel-McDaniels thing sits. So, Tom, I just want to get like the AI summary, that thing you get when you Google something these days. So 48 hours later, you've talked to Mike Vrabel, and you believe the relationship between the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, and Mike Vrabel is a good, strong one with that certainly has the legs that it could be a long one.
I got nothing indicating that's not the case in from that brief interlude.
What'd you say, 28 seconds?
It wasn't long, but it was just more. No, I wasn't questioning. We didn't have a lack of trust. We didn't have a lack of decisiveness. I'm just saying I want to see those things.
Perfect.
And I got no problem with Josh. We're doing great. Bang, done. Okay, see ya.
So bang, done, great, see ya. Ted, you feel that way?
Not buying it. You don't say those comments that are so pointed if you didn't have some belief in it, right? It's not nothing to see here. There's something to see there, and it's interesting. It's something to monitor. You know, Vrabel is kind of he doesn't discriminate when he ball busts, so you know it could be that, but there's also a little bit of truth to what he's saying in the ball busting. So don't kid yourself. That is something to monitor. This is something we've been on all season long. It's just, I mean, he was just so blatant and clear in his kind of, I don't know, pointed criticism that how do you not comment on it? How do you not bring it to attention to some degree, right?
Absolutely. And I agree with you. First of all, we all need to take Vrabel for who he is. He's a ball buster. So at all times, I think you need to have that in your head. But then I had a former boss who used to say something, if you're busting somebody's balls and they don't think you're busting their balls, then you're being an a-hole, right? And if Josh McDaniels doesn't think, he's just funny, silly, busting balls on the radio, then there could be an issue there, right?
But yeah, but then I know the Andy Hart would say, well, you shouldn't take it so serious. I'm a ball buster. That's who I am. Why are you taking it so serious?
That's basically what Vrabel's saying, right? Like he's saying, I hope you got some clicks out of that, But again, the one person that matters, right, is Josh McDaniels. How does he feel about those comments?
And you guys have asked about his relationship with Vrabel,
yep.
And he says nothing but positive things. So based on things you've asked him, the way he's talked about Vrabel, you would think there isn't an issue. But when you kind of lay all the evidence out there and say, okay, we all feel as if we don't know for a fact, but we can pretty much surmise that was a Robert Kraft hiring, not a Mike Vrabel hiring. That in and of itself explains maybe some of the things that we're seeing and hearing.
Fitzy, is there a little bit of truth in every joke? You're a comedian.
Yep.
Is there a little bit of truth in every joke that comes out of Mike Vrabel's mouth?
There's a little bit of truth in every joke that comes out of everybody's mouth. So why should he be any different? Especially when he is known to be a pointed ball buster like that, who likes to have, last I checked, he's not a full-blown autocrat, but he likes to have everything go his way, considering he assembled the front office, he assembled the coaching staff, he gutted the roster, he has molded the team in his image. So every last detail has been controlled down to the OC. But, when we say, like, it's so obvious how pointed his criticisms have been of Josh McDaniels, I mean, look, there's some snark there, yeah, and there's obviously some undercurrent to some of this. Perhaps there's a little discontent. I think a lot of people at large don't feel that it's as pointed as we do. Maybe we spend more time talking on it. Maybe some of you guys in the room know more. But I never felt like Vrabel came out and said, like, well, I'll tell you one thing we got to do is fix the friggin' play calling. Like, he's never been so overt that it was, like, downright critical. It feels slightly, to me, this is just me, it feels slightly veiled.
Stiz, do me a favor and just replay the cute part of the answer, or that part of, like, the tone and that right there from Mike Vrabel about Josh McDaniels and the double pass in which they gained 13 yards and the head coach did not think he was overly impressed by it.
That's cool and it's cute.
Like, that's a dig. There's no other way to take that. Now, whether it's a big dig or a little dig or wherever, that's a dig. He's being critical, and he has been critical before. We do need – he made fun of the Browns.
After the Raiders game, week one?
Yeah, no, but I was saying he made fun of the Browns when he said when they ran out of gimmick plays, we were fine.
Right.
Like, he doesn't think much of gimmick plays, apparently.
Clearly. Even though he's been known to run them in Tennessee.
And that is the great contradiction.
What I'm trying to figure out, the way Mike kind of, I think, talks about the offense is if he has no influence over the offense. As if, kind of like what we used to say about Gerard Mayo when it was him and Van Pelt. It's like, you know you can go to Van Pelt's office and tell him what you want. So if you're critical of how they're calling plays, why can't you, the head coach, intervene? You wonder if the dynamic is Josh doesn't want to hear from Mike, or Mike doesn't have any influence, or that's his territory, so he doesn't even have a say in the game plan. Like, that's what it makes it feel like.
Yeah, but I can't envision that. I can envision it for Gerard Mayo with how ill-prepared he was, inexperienced. Mike Vrabel's been a head coach for 6 years with different offensive coordinators. He may not be an offensive expert, but he has opinions on offense from a head coach perspective. I can't imagine that there is some sort of setup down there where Josh is like, it's my offense. You stay over there. You run the team and you run the defense. No, I can't envision that's the case. Yes, this.
And then listen to this. This was Vrabel's comment right before the cute thing, right? Now, so Josh does these little trick plays. And if you're going to do it, you want to get, 40 yards, whatever, more than 13. Listen to Vrabel here.
Well, you can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards.
That gain 13 yards.
That, and part of it, you're right, Stiz, is the tone. The delivery, there's intended to be a barb at the end of that delivery. It's a little bit of dig. It's a little bit of poke at the call or just at the offense. Forget making it personal, right? You can only run so many plays that double passes that gain 13 yards. Let's just take the Josh out of it and say that's a dig at his offense, right?
Oh, yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what? Part of me thinks that Mike likes to have a little bit of edge, a little bit of that sandpaper. Like it's. He was.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You talk about a guy that talked smack to Brady when he started. It was Vrabel. It was him and I mean Willie and Lawyer to start. And I think Mike likes there to be a little bit of tension between the offense and the defense because it raises the compete level in practice. So it's almost a natural kind of thing for Mike to maybe be busting the balls of the offensive coordinator because I think that's a dynamic that he carries into practice. Because it raises everybody's compete level. If they're competing at a higher level and they're talking trash in practice, then it usually you practice harder in practice, then you're going to probably play better in the games.
I also get the impression that he's the kind of guy that if he knows most people won't push buttons on a certain person, he's like, I'll push buttons on that person. Whether it's Tom, even if he was young, but Tom, the developing star quarterback, or Bill. You know, we've all heard stories that he would have a little fun at Belichick's expense, not something that too many people did over the course of time. I feel, and Josh he's the multi-time head coach, big wig offensive coordinator. I feel like he's like, well, I'm still going to take shots at him because he still works for me and he's still just one of the guys. So maybe that's my perception. We did also hear from Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is now being asked about things like, hey, how you dealing with not playing so much and not getting a ton of reps out there? And I think This answer, along with Ted Johnson's analysis of this situation, is fascinating. So here's Stephon Diggs.
How was it adjusting to fluctuating
time? I don't know, for real. Like, just trying to get used to it. I mean, you know, it kind of was the same kind of in the beginning of the year, too. So, I mean, I just got to, you know, I just try to take advantage of the opportunities I do get. And when I am out there, be a vessel, be a, you know, be a positive force rather than being any other way. So, you know, I'm adjusting to it. Like, I just try to do what I'm asked, you know, and then, like, you know, handle it the best way I can. You know, I'm always going to be out there. I want to make plays and I want to play at a high level. But, you know, we got a lot of skill guys. We got a lot of amazing players. So, you know, I'm just doing what I can.
Would you like to ask more of you? Would you like them to ask you to do more?
Hey, man, that's how we are.
That was friend of the show, Mike Giardi, there at the end, I noticed.
Well, you know, poking the bear a little bit, trying to get a little, he's a little kind of a pot stir a little bit, that Giardi guy.
Aren't we all a little
Oh, no
bit?
Wonder you guys are good friends.
So, Ted Johnson, do you have a little bit of an analysis here? Because clearly, Stephon Diggs is aware that he's not playing as much as he could play, right? Yep. As much as maybe most number one wide receivers play or top receivers on a team play.
He definitely doesn't play like he's the number one.
Right.
Like, so, Kayshon Booty plays a lot more plays than he does.
So what could the reason behind that
be?
Well,
there's a theory, and you just start to wonder, because there's a demarcation line. You know, the first 11 games versus the last three games for Stephon Diggs. The first 11 games, he was averaging 57% of the snaps. The last three games, he's averaging 47% of the snaps. And the his best game was four games ago against the Jets, when he played 69%, against the Jets. He had 105 yards, 9 catches. And since then, 48%, 48%, 50%. And he was on pace after the first 11 games to get 90 catches over 1,000 yards. And you start to wonder, okay, about playing time incentives. And so I looked up in his contract, his playing time incentives are interesting. He has playing time incentives for receptions and for yards. And the marker that he needs to get a $500,000 bonus in receptions is 70. He gets a 500. If he gets 70 catches, he gets 500K. If he gets 80 catches, another 500K. 90 catches, another 500K. 100, another. All right. That's how it works. Before that, after that Jets game, it was his high water mark. He was on pace to catch 90 balls, which would have been $1.5 million in bonuses, and an average over 1,000 yards of receptions, which would have been another 500K on top of that. Right now, with his current pace, after the last three games where he's played the fewest amount of plays he's played has been in the last three games, even though he had that great game 4 weeks or 4 weeks ago. He's averaging right now. He's on pace to get he's on pace to get 48%. Well, shoot. What is he on pace for? Well, he's on pace to get less than 90% less than 90 catches actually.
So he's not going to hit his.
He's not going to hit his incentives.
67 for 730 on the season. So if you just average out Andy, the fact that he's averaging like 4.8 catches a game,
He's on pace right now to get 79.79 catches. So he's on pace to get less than 80. So he won't even hit his second bonus.
Right. So they're saving money. But are they doing so?
He's on pace to get 887 yards, which was...
That's very convenient. Coincidental,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It could have nothing to do with manipulation of playtime or finances. And
you just wonder.
You do. You have to wonder. And you have to wonder personally.
Because there was nothing in his performance that would dictate him earning less reps.
Nope. He's not injured. If anything, coming off an ACL, the general trend is you feel better, you play better, you hit your stride, and you can go look for any source you want. Julian Edelman, Wes Welker, any similar sort of receivers, whatever, guys that are aging but also coming off an injury, they all felt better later in the season than earlier in the season. And it's not really working out in terms of play time for him. And Ted Johnson, you've lived this world intimately. You've been in the Patriots organization. You know that they do a lot of incentives.
Yep.
And you know that at least some players believe sometimes those are manipulated.
No doubt.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's no question. And, you know, Belichick, we used to always think it was a Belichick thing, but now you're starting to wonder, is it more of a organizational type philosophy? Because to have all those incentives in there, Fitzy, it's a lot of incentives. I mean, the player signs the deal, but these teams know, okay, you get with 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks left in the season, let's start looking at their play time And if it's percentage of plays, then their percentage of plays in the games, you'll start to see taper off so that they don't hit these incentives. For Steph Diggs, it's receptions and yards. So you're starting to see his playing time go down so he doesn't hit those markers, Fitzy.
Okay. I can see what you're saying, Ted. I can't imagine that the New England Patriots would be thinking, you know what? We're heading towards the playoffs. Let's cut off our nose to spite our face by not having our best receiver on the season. Or let's make sure we don't have him out there as often on the field. Let's not throw to him, and then let's run the risk of pissing him off so that he is a locker room problem, doesn't deliver the same motivational speeches. Let's just do everything that we can to basically rock the boat that has been so important to us all season long. I'm not carrying anyone's water. I'm not doing anyone else's dirty work or bidding here when I say, I just think this is, I can see what you're saying, Ted. I disagree. And if this is the case, if this isn't either age-related, load management, matchup dependent, then the New England Patriots are committing a sports crime that they should be held accountable for. And if I'm Mike Vrabel and I either didn't know about this or I've been told to just get in line, shut up and coach, I'll gladly grab all my Vray bros and the money I've been paid this season and go somewhere else where they don't do this.
Dan,
but I refuse to believe it.
Yeah, if this, I'm with Fitzy in the sense that, and this still may be true, but if it is, we've been talking about this entire Patriots season incorrectly because there's no rebirth of the dynasty. There's no Vrabel era. There's no the next team to compete for Super Bowls consistently if you're going to spend money and you're going to treat players this way and veteran player, wide receiver one, crucial players to your team this way. If there is any scent or hint that this is going on, then this entire rebuild and firing Belichick and hiring Mayo and firing Mayo and hiring Vrabel and rehiring McDaniels and drafting May, all that doesn't matter if that's the way that you're going to treat your veterans and your biggest players. I can't sit with that.
I mean, is his name Mike Vrabel or Marionette Vrabel? Like, is he literally just a puppet of the organization at this point?
Well,
there's zero chance he could possibly be on board with this.
He didn't hire his general manager or his offensive coordinator. Right. So, I mean, it's not like he has someone to answer to. It's not like he's the big boss there. It's not like he runs the whole ship there. And this is not something new. I think there's been players who've suggested this. They don't talk about it. It's not like the fans would hear it, but players feel that. I mean, if you're going to put incentives into a guy's contract and then you see their playing time decrease, even though there's zero evidence to suggest that that should be happening, how do you not go to that?
Right. And I just, two things. First of all, Dan, to retort sort of your comment, which I get the passion and I get what you're saying, and I think the tone of it is right, but I think the retort is Drake May. Just like the retort back then was
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
He covered up.
You can cover things up. Players can be. There were so many negative sort of views, thoughts on the Patriots. I can remember Keyshawn Johnson joking, I could go to New England and maybe play for a dollar. Like, there was this whole undercurrent of what it meant to be in New England that the talent, and I'll put Bill Belichick in there, his ability to coach combined with the ability of the quarterback allowed you to win through maybe some questionable tactics.
When you're winning, nobody talks about this
right.
stuff. You can't talk about this stuff. Right. And they know it, and so they can get away with doing stuff like this because the winning covers all of it.
And I would also, the second part of that is real quick, Dan, is no one is saying like Drake May is being told don't throw the football to Steph Diggs. Like that somehow he's in his hat. He's like, my coach, he's open. No, don't throw it to him. No. It's you can manipulate play time. And obviously, if you're not on the field, you catch less passes. Like that sort of is inherent in the way it plays out. So
yeah, that's just as bad because if you're pulling off the field a weapon for your quarterback and you're therefore limiting what your quarterback can do on the field, that is just as heinous of a crime as what you're talking about, telling him don't throw in that direction. You can only throw to the right side of the field. And they also haven't won a damn thing yet.
Right.
If you're doing this after you've competed in and won Super Bowls, Ted, like your teams did in the 90s into the early 2000s, I'm not saying it's right, but I can understand that winning solves all. Vrabel, May, Elliott Wolf, this group hasn't won a damn thing yet. You can't be doing it before you've won anything of significance other than a couple of games in the regular season. That's not going to fly with me.
Yeah, whoop-de-effing-do. They beat a bunch of teams on their way to an 11-3 record, garnering the reputation of being fool's gold. There's nothing, they haven't beaten that many teams with a winning record, but now we're all of a sudden just going to start manipulating playtime because we can save $500,000 here or $250,000 there. That, you mean nickel and dime? Good Lord. And also, Ted, when you're building a contract, you could fill freaking Winnipesaukee with what I don't know about how you structure an NFL contract. But I imagine it's good business, at least, or it's smart to put in a bunch of firewalls, a.k.a. Incentives, depending on how, you know, what kind of injury the person is coming back from, a mercurial personality, their age, all of those things that would seem to make sense. Like, hey, Steph, you want to get out there and prove you're worth $23 million and that your knee is held up and that you're not the locker room cancer others have accused you of? Then go out there and earn it. I don't.
But you put incentives in there that they control. They control his playing time. They control whether or not he gets the receptions because they control his playing time. He doesn't decide when he is put in the game. They decide. So you're basically giving them all the power when you sign off on these incentive type things.
I'm going to go look up his snap percentage against the Bills from the first game. But this is bat guano crazy to me.
Are the Patriots manipulating Stephon Diggs' playtime, his contract, his incentives? With your phone call, 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.